One of the peculiarities of the English-speaking world is its immense interest and belief in political parties. A very large percentage of English-speaking people really believe that the ills from which they suffer would be cured if a certain political party were in power. That is a reason for the swing of the pendulum. A man votes for one party and remains miserable. He concludes that it was the other party that was to bring the millennium. By the time he is disenchanted with all parties, he is an old man on the verge of death. His sons retain the belief of his youth, and the seesaw goes on. I want to suggest that if we are to do any good in politics, we must view political questions in quite a different way. A party which is to obtain power must, in a democracy, make an appeal to which the majority of the nation responds. For reasons which will appear in the course of the argument, an appeal which is widely successful with the existing democracy can hardly fail to be harmful. Therefore, no important political party is likely to have a useful program, and if useful measures are to be passed, it must be by means of some other machinery than party government. How to combine any such machinery with democracy is one of the most urgent problems of our time. There are, at present, two very different kinds of specialists in political questions. On the one hand, there are the practical politicians of all parties. On the other hand, there are the experts, mainly civil servants, but also economists, financiers, scientific, medical men, etc. Each of these two classes has a special kind of skill. The skill of the politician consists in guessing what people can be brought to think advantageous to themselves. The skill of the expert consists in calculating what really is advantageous, provided people can be brought to think so. The proviso is essential because measures which arouse serious resentment are seldom advantageous, whatever merits they may have otherwise. The power of the politician in a democracy depends upon his adopting the opinions which seem right to the average man. It is useless to urge that politicians ought to be high-minded enough to advocate what enlightened opinion considers good, because if they do, they are swept aside for others. Moreover, the intuitive skill that they require in forecasting opinion does not imply any skill whatever in forming their own opinions, so that many of the ablest, from the party political point of view, will be in a position to advocate, quite honestly, measures which the majority think good, but which experts know to be bad.